President's speech at Lordsburg, New Mexico, Saturday, September 25th, 1948.
Sir, where'd Matt go?
Hiya. Matt?
Matt, here he is.
Here.
Hello, Matt.
How are you?
You know,
I'm going to put my folks on now.
Matt'll take care of that.
Now, the governor's going to need shoes.
Just
one question. We've got several folks to get on here, and not too many. Put them on the head into this car, Governor.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends of New Mexico, the President of the United States.
Thank you, Governor.
Governor? The Lieutenant Governor? The candidate for Senate, for the Senate of the United States, and the Secretary of State, and all the other distinguished members of the Mexico delegation who are here to meet me, and fellow Democrats. Certainly it is a pleasure to see all these good people out here at this early hour in the morning. Of course, 7:30 isn't nearly as early in New Mexico as it is in Washington. The Washington people, you know, have a habit of not getting up until along toward midday, and they can't understand why the President of the United States gets up at 5:30 every morning. I am acquainted with your industries in this part of the world, principally mining and stock raising and farming under irrigation. And I'm here to inform you that in 1932, the residents of New Mexico had an income of less than $100 million. Do you know what it was in 1947? It was $500 million, just five times what it was under the Republic. 13 times as many farms in New Mexico have electricity now as had electricity in 1932, and the farmers are earning about eight times as much money as they did in 1932. Now, if there's any farmer, or miner, or working man, who is foolish enough to want to turn the clock back, he ought to vote the Republican ticket. Otherwise, he'd better vote for himself when he votes for me. These are just samples of how New Mexico has prospered under Democratic administration. New Mexico has benefited because the Democrats believe in developing the West and because we work to bring prosperity to all the people, not just a few at the top. And that is the difference between the Democratic policy and the Republican policy. Republicans believe in special interests. They believe in taking care of special interests. I've talked to congressman after congressman and senator after senator on this trip who've been in the do-nothing 80th Congress. And every one of them says that on every committee, he finds that the Republicans are always working to take care of big business. They don't care what happens to the fellow down below. Now, you've got a chance here in New Mexico to keep the policy of the Democrats going. You know, my Secretary of Agriculture came down here to run for the Senate. And my Secretary of Agriculture is one of the best Secretaries of Agriculture this country's ever had. And I've got a good one now, too. But I want you to be sure that you send a Democratic delegation to the Congress. I want to see Clinton Anderson in the Senate, and I want you to send Democrats to the House. Then you'll be doing your duty by the public, by yourselves. I've been preaching this doctrine all the way across the country. Now, we're in a crusade. We're either going to go backwards, or we're going forward in this atomic energy age, and we're going to have the greatest age in history if you people decide that's what's best for the country. I hope you'll do that. I know you will do that because you understand the situation. Now, on election day, don't stay at home. Don't do like you did in 1946 when you elected that good-for-nothing, do-nothing, 80th Congress. When you study the record of that Congress, it's staggering the things they did to you and the things they didn't do that they should have done. They tried to cut the throat of the West, and I had to come out here and tell you about it. And I can cite the chapter and verse in the Congressional Record whenever you want it as to how these people performed. I do thank you most sincerely for turning out this morning. It's a wonderful tribute to your interest in the political situation in the country at this time. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
How are you?
Mr. President, I want to present to you on behalf of the Pan Veterans Organization. It's a little letter opener.
She's not talking very loud, but what she's saying is Mrs. Westfall is presenting to the president, a New Mexico president, in behalf of the Pattan veterans.
Look at it. Isn't that lovely? Go ahead,
man. Get around. Listen. Is Mrs. Sawyer from Crossroads? She's one of the sweet gals and a great friend of Dennis's.
Thank you.
Mrs. Taylor? Yeah. Governor Miles.
I'm glad to see you.
Now we start off with Mr. Grimsdale, who's a labor man, going on with him. Mike Sepulveda, who's also a labor man and a real person down there. Mr. Wilson.
Martin.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Martin. You betcha. This is John Bingham, and I hope you remember, who was my campaign
manager. Yes, I'm happy to
do a good job.
Here's the mayor, the Democratic County Chairman, Verl Payne, a leader in the legislature, and a mighty fine man, don't we say?
We wish to present
Forrest Broom, who is head of the Delta Mines, who will visit with you later on the train. And Lily Havalusia. And Dr. Davy, who's a young Democrat leader and a dandy from up in San... I'll tell you, folks, this leader, the young Democrats up in San Juan County, we had the biggest political meeting there 2 nights ago that the county has ever seen. Mrs. Smith has some presents.
How do you do? Welcome to Lloyd's Grace. President Truman, these are for Mrs. Truman, Miss Margaret, and yourself. For the people, this is from a little man and Steve made this for you. He has the view. Hope you'll win with that.
Thank you very much. I'm sure I will.
I think they're asleep.
Yes, sir.
Just Yale.
Are you, Judge?
Oh,
you
yes, Judge.
I got you. I'm the American biggest than you ever heard of.
I'm the county
attorney.
Yeah,
that's right. Good evening, Mr. Rush. Thank you.
Oh, you're doing
strong.